The views expressed by the host and guests of this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and positions of the Truth Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
Good to be with you, folks. It is a day the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. That doesn't mean everything goes exactly the way we plan. In fact, probably some things are very much outside. They're like a plot twist, all right? But I don't know. Some people really like those Shyamalan movies. I just heard the twist at the end of the latest Shyamalan movie, which is okay for me because that saves me like $30. but I knew there would be a twist. I just realized, you know, what this one would be. And it's not I See Dead People this time, but it's kind of as bad. So I will not be seeing that movie. But nonetheless, the plot twists in life are, some of them knock you for a loop sometimes. But we know in the end, again, the end of the story, we know who wins. That's, you know, something that we hear a lot. But I think it's really true. If we start to believe it, then there's nothing that we can be afraid of. It means we might have to go through some things that were unplanned. However, that, you know, grows us in unplanned and unforeseen ways. So I've really been encouraged lately by hearing stories that are, that once you realize that God is writing your script, God is writing your story, and you're along for the ride, and then you just get to discover the adventure that he has for you that day. So that's pretty good, right?
Right.
That is the voice that you know and love, Tim Overland, finally back in the studio. Hey, Tim.
Finally, July is over.
You've had a busy season, friend.
Goodness. I mean, look, there's one day in July that's awesome, and that's the 7th. That's the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise,
also Independence Day is in there somewhere.
Oh, that's in there too.
That's,
yeah.
All right.
Didn't feel independent very much in July. I gleefully tore up the work schedule at the end of July on the very late on the 31st.
But, well, you're a hardworking fellow. We respect that.
Man.
But it's really nice to have you back in studio.
It's nice to be back.
Yes. Tim Overland with Personhood Iowa. And so we do actually have quite a busy show today. We're going to go a few different directions. So buckle your seatbelts. You're going to get your money's worth today. Our excellent producer, Ron Carlson, is at the helm. Hello, Ron.
How's it going, eh?
It is really, really good. I get to speak with someone I've heard about from afar, but I've never actually talked to him in person. And he is on the line with us right now. In fact, we talked about him a bit last week and a bit about some of the controversy. He's no stranger to controversy. But he is managing, I don't know, I had to get the update straight from the source because, you know, that means it's reliable, right? I don't like to trust other reports. I need to know the truth. And
we need to know his truth, his side of the story. Like, we'll listen to Ken's truth.
Oh, Ken Peters is on our line. Hi there, Ken.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you guys doing?
It is really good to talk with you. I know you by reputation and by the fruits of your labor. You are the founder of the Church at Planned Parenthood. And so that means you are one of our favorite troublemakers.
I like to call myself a troublemaker for Jesus. Absolutely.
There you go. There you go. Amen. Well, we talked a little bit about, I had read some coverage of the lawsuit that Planned Parenthood is currently, I guess, oppressing you guys with, and how much sense it didn't seem to make. But could you give me a little update, an overview and an update as to where everything stands today?
Yeah, you know, I think we're set for trial in December, and, you know, it's no shock that someone that, you know, a corporation that makes money per human death would make up lies and distort the truth incredibly, and so that's what they're doing. They're making all kinds of false accusations against us and trying to, you know, they try to pin us and connect us with the most radical people of all to make us right-wing extremists. And it's just not true. We're all just mm-hmm. a bunch of church people, you know, from multiple different churches, evangelical churches, and even some others, Catholics even, you know, join in with us sometimes. And, you know, we just sing songs and pray and preach the gospel. That's all we do. So, yeah, it's coming to trial in December, so please pray, because they're suing me for more money than this poor preacher has. we need the Lord to come through for us.
You're not one of those pastors that need to sell your helicopter and you can cover the bill?
No, I have no helicopter. I do have a dog and a cat though. But that's about it.
There you go.
You can't sell your dog.
Yeah, you kind of alluded to this, but it's one of the things when we fight, some of the abortion regulation bills, and they say, well, we're going to need the abortionist. I was self-editing there. Sorry for the pause, but the abortionist to accurately portray how old this baby is before they decide to go ahead and kill them. So we always kind of say that, and you kind of alluded to it. It's amazing that this organization might lie. It seems like it's built right into their DNA.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't take them anything to do that. In fact, they do that naturally. And so we just pray that the truth of the situation comes out, and I believe it will. The police, they know the difference between right and wrong, and they've stood up for us. They know that we literally just go in, we have a church service, we pray and we worship and we preach, and then we leave, and that's all we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what you're actually being accused of is similar to like a noise complaint or a nuisance complaint. Is that right?
We're being accused of patient trauma, and I tease the service about it. I'm like, you guys have got to sing better because you're causing...
Oh, no. It's all a praise
causing
team.
These patients. We do it after hours. And so, they claim that they've had some patients, stay late or whatever, but we do this after hours. We don't do it to, bother their quote-unquote business. We are there to touch heaven, touch the heart of God, be a light for the glory of God, and show the city that the Church of Jesus Christ cares about the fact that they're taking human life for money in our city. And I think the church has to, do a little more, a lot more, actually, to show that we believe this is an actual holocaust of human life. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I know that you're based in Washington, and so that's kind of where this movement started, but it's also spreading to other places and other pastors, church leaders, people that where abortion is breaking their hearts as well as it should for all of God's people. We spoke to a brother here in the north part of our state who was doing something similar, a similar event, and trying to get that up off the ground. And so I know that you've started something here that Planned Parenthood must be pretty concerned about. It must be pretty scared. It's having an impact.
It really is. The Bible says, and my dad, who's a preacher, would say when I grew up, he would say, worship is warfare. And so I got this idea. Well, if worship is warfare, why do we always do it in safe places? How about we take it out to the battle, where the mm-hmm. battlefield is? And so, Christians know how to worship. They know how to do church. We almost know how to do church too well. We become professional service producers, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm a pastor. I'm not being hypercritical here. I'm just saying we are good at doing church in America. So let's take something we're good at and take it out to the battlefield. So yes, Christians are going, you know what? This is something that I can do. I can do church. You don't have to be mean or vitriol. And of course, we believe in going out there and rescuing, and we promote that, and we connect with crisis pregnancy centers, and we partner with them. So we appreciate all the avenues that are taken. But yeah, this is beginning to spread. We now have nine consistent, full-fledged, once a month having church at the local Planned Parenthood or abortion facility. And we have one in Cedar Falls, mm-hmm. Iowa, and we're looking at doing one very soon in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Nice.
So it's beginning to spread, and our goal is to have one church planted at every Planned Parenthood in America. It's a big dream, but we're shooting for it.
That'd be awesome. And I think we had you on. Actually, I think Rebecca must have been gone because I'm like, it seems like we've talked about this recently.
Maternity leave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It snuck up on me.
Right. Yeah. We didn't see that one coming.
Not for 9 months.
But when we had, I think we had Pastor Sam on, And so we were talking about this, and you were actually in the state. So it sounds like maybe you'll be in the state more often. Maybe we can actually, you know, meet you in person.
Yeah, now that we have maybe two that are going to be in Iowa, I'll be there as often as I can. And so we try to go wherever the iron is hot. And definitely Iowa is taking a strong stand. I so appreciate pastors like Sam Jones who understand that we're not called to be the sugar of the earth. You know, Jesus didn't say you are the sugar of the earth. He said you are the salt of the earth. And salt is a little different, actually a lot different than sugar. And so, you know, we want to be flavorful and kind and loving, but we also want to have a little zip to us as well.
Sure. I like it. It's a preservative as well. And so if we're meant to preserve life, preserve the good things that God's given us, then, you know, there's another analogy.
That's good.
I wonder if you could just again highlight the difference between what you're doing here, because a lot of people, there's probably two camps in this discussion. There are folks that are very comfortable with kind of the, I don't know if protest is the right word, but more of the demonstration and activism side of the life movement. And then there are other people that say, hey, I really care about babies and moms, but I am maybe less confrontationally wired. And so I'm not really comfortable in that sphere. That's why I think your model of having church at Planned Parenthood is very different. So I wonder if you could just give us a quick sketch of what it looks like and help describe and paint that picture for people.
Yeah, part of our messaging is that we are intercessors, not activists. And so we really push that hard in the sense that, you know, the world is going to say that we're protesting. The Planned Parenthood says that we're protesting. They call us a protest. We protest against that. We say, no, this is not a protest. We are a group of Christians exercising our First Amendment right to the practice of our religion and peaceable assembly, and we are gathering at a very dark place where the image of God is being destroyed, I believe, by the enemy, and we are there to do spiritual warfare. So we're not activism. I would consider like carnal. It's not necessarily bad. I'm just saying it's done. It's earthly. It's natural. It's flesh, but the weapons of our warfare that we're fighting with are not in the flesh. They are spiritual. So we're there to do spiritual warfare, spiritual things. And so, yeah, we fight hard against the protest label. Our messaging is that we are intercessors, not activists.
Ken Peters is on the line with the church at Planned Parenthood. You can check out more about what they do as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about, you know, why you should maybe seek to emulate this. We'll have a little bit of some Iowa connection going on as well when we return. You're listening to FaithWorks Live.
Welcome to FaithWorks Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
Brought to you by our friends at Agape Pregnancy Resource Center. Thank you so much for everyone who helped contribute to and bring in your donations for their hygiene pantry. I mean, that's just awesome that we get to help bless the women that come to Agape for real help in a time of crisis. And they get to know that, you know, because of folks like you that really care about them and, you know, haven't even met them, but care about them and believe that they are worthy of support and real help. And so is their child. So is their family. So thank you for reminding them, even just through the little donations of shampoo, toothpaste, whatever, that they have hope and a purpose and a future. So once again, Agape Pregnancy Resource Center doing amazing work every single day. And you can find out other ways to support them as well. Because they just keep on trucking. You know, it's an everyday, all day, every day ministry for women in crisis pregnancy. Go to agapedsm.com, agapedsm.com. You're listening to FaithWorks Live on a very special Life Tuesday. And I am Rebecca, Hi, nice to be with you. Tim Overland from Personhood, Iowa, is our co-host back in studio. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be
back. Ken Peters from the Church of Planned Parenthood is on our phone lines. Ken, you were mentioning this goal, and obviously, you know, you've set up the battle lines have been drawn, but this is, you know, no surprise to Christians, right? We understand that there is a spiritual battle that's going on right now. And basically, I think maybe more and more of us are coming to the conclusion that instead of being concerned or surprised by that, we kind of better suit up and show up. But the battle does belong to the Lord. So you are leading with not, like you said, with protests, but with prayer and with worship, which is awesome. But I do notice sometimes a little bit of reticence on the part of churches, pastors, teachers, church leaders to even broach this topic. They consider it a thorny one, a controversial one, or a political one. And so I wonder if we could just spend a couple of minutes talking to other people, just encouraging the hearts of the church leaders that might be listening as to why this type of activity, this type of a model, like the Church of Planned Parenthood, is something that is a good natural fit for the church, and why we really do need to step up in this moment on this issue.
Yes, you know, you quoted a scripture that David quoted. He said that. He said, "The battle is the Lord," and that is so what this is all about. But I love the next verse. David said, "The battle is the Lord's," and then the next verse, the Bible says he grabbed his sling and began to run toward the battle, toward the Philistine armies and the giant. And so we're really trying to find that balance where we go, listen, the battle is the Lord's. But that doesn't mean we stay home and do nothing, right? The next thing we got to do is grab our slingshot. Now compared to a spear and a sword and a giant and a, you know, we're still way undermanned, except that our God is bigger, right? So that's what we're depending on. We're going, listen, the battle is the Lord, but let's do our part. Let's do everything we can. Let's take our slingshot, our battle gear, which isn't the world's battle gear, and let's run to the battle. So it's a way that we can run to the battle and do it in God's way. And so we're noticing great results. And, you know, a lot of pastors shy away from this because it is a sensitive subject. It is unbelievable to me. I never realized this until I started fully engaging in this in the last 3 years. But it is amazing how many people have been affected by abortion. And it hurts people. Mm-hmm. It hurts the girl so bad. When I started this and taking the risk of it, women haven't run from this. They've seen me run to it, and they know my heart. And so I've had so many girls that have come up to me, ladies, 40s, 50s, even 60s and 70s, come up to me and say, you know what? I have never told anybody this, but I have had an abortion. And then they just confess it, right? They get it out there. And then the grace of God can really, because the enemy doesn't have them blackmailed anymore. Mm-hmm. Now they can despise the shame. And you know what is really cool is we try to have one testimony in every service from a post-abortive woman and even a couple of guys. We've had a couple of guys up there who have been the father in a case of abortion, but mostly women. And they come up there and they share their testimony. And it's one of the most powerful moments of every service because they refuse to let the devil shame them into the corner. And they're going to say, you know what? Yeah, I did what was wrong. I feel terrible. I felt terrible about that, but I've received the grace of God and the gospel works and I've received forgiveness. And I'm not going to let the enemy shame me away. No, I'm going to hit the devil back. And I'm going to warn other girls, but also tell people that there's great healing. So it's just light, light, light. And it's amazing. If we will show up, God will show up.
And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's the grace. And these girls, they share about that grace and the healing. It's just a powerful moment, especially when you have Planned Parenthood. I've even had ladies that have given testimonies of having abortions at the very facility where they're speaking at. Wow. And they're literally looking at the building where their child died. Now, if that doesn't, like, hit you, then, like, nothing. It's where it comes to life. It makes abortion real instead of this thing that, you know, you hear about on TV.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had my wife's story on here, you know, she's post-abortive. We've talked about this a lot. I've long said, and you're kind of hinting at it, that some of our most powerful warriors and weapons are those that are post-abortive. Because, you know, Pastor, they can look at you and me and say, well, you don't even have the right parts. What are you talking about? You know, they can talk, you know, even if they can talk to women who've never had them, but they cannot look at a woman who is post-abortive and tell her, you know, that, you know, what's the thing? I was joking at the beginning, your truth. You know, everybody's got their truth. And that seems to be the biggest sin, is to deny somebody their truth these days. The left doesn't know how to deal with women that are post-abortive when they're telling them, this is what happened to me. This is what's wrong. And so, yeah, I applaud you for highlighting that. You know, I hope, as Rebecca alluded to, that, you know, any church leader that's listening, that's a key component when you dive into this area, is having post-abortive ministry needs to be at the heart of what you're doing.
Definitely. It's unbelievable, the pain that women feel. It's such a, you know, the devil is a liar. Mm-hmm. He is such a liar.
From the beginning.
And that's from the beginning, the Bible says. And so he lies to these girls and says, you know, if you eliminate this life, it'll go away. And it doesn't. It hurts. And thank God for his grace, and that mm-hmm. there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ.
Amen. And let the light shine. Let the light shine to drive out the lie. Thank you for telling the truth, Pastor Ken Peters, the church at Planned Parenthood. We'll be continuing to follow your story, and we'd be happy to have you back. Anytime you're in town, you come on over and see us, okay?
Hey, thank you guys so much.
God bless, Ken Peters. And when we return, we'll switch gears just a little bit. A very cool local event is happening, and you can help stand for babies by riding your bicycle. We'll come back.
Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
Brought to you by the fine folks at Iowans for Life, who have been pro-life warriors ever since 1972. They've been in the game a while. And actually, for 30 of those years, they've been out at the state fair having these conversations with Iowans at our annual get-together. And there's still a couple more spaces. Things have filled up quite nicely. But if you want to help out at the state fair booth this year, you can volunteer at iowansforlife.org. And then there's just a button that says state fair volunteers. You can sign up and be one. You're never by yourself, but you can volunteer with another couple of fine folks there and a staffer. Just have the great conversations that we have, you know, wave to the kids. It's in the air conditioning. It's near the cookies. You know, what's not to love? And you get to stand for life and talk about why it's important to protect life in our state. So all in all, a great day. Plus, I think you get a free state fair ticket for that day. So it's a win-win-win. Iowansforlife.org. Now, as we mentioned, we're going to be, you know, we're just giving you all the content today, all the quality stuff on a Life Tuesday. So it'll be well worth the price of admission. I'm excited to talk about an event that we have in our own backyard, because something we get to participate in helping. If you like going for a bike ride, it's great exercise. Get out in the hopefully not quite so hot summer days. It's fun for the whole family. Did you know that you can also use your bike and your biking enthusiasm to help support babies, to help support life right here in our own community? You can, if you're involved with Biking for Babies. Peyton Dooling is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Peyton.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
And you didn't bike in. We already established
that. I did not bike in today.
But you will be biking this coming weekend, biking for babies, right?
I will be behind the scenes.
Okay.
But all right. In the future.
In the future. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this event, how it all works, how it came about, and the pro-life connection here.
Yeah. So Biking for Babies is a nonprofit that raises awareness for pregnancy resource centers all across the country. So this year we decided to start having local rides. Usually we do one big national ride in the summer, but this year we've had a local ride in Indiana, Illinois, and now we're going to have one in Ankeny, which is super exciting, coming to Iowa this year. And we'll be raising awareness for InterVisions, Agape Pregnancy Resource Center, and Martha's House of Hope, which is a maternity home.
Awesome.
So we're very excited. We're hoping to get a ton of riders there. As of right now, we have about 30. So as many people there to support life as we can, we'd love it.
Definitely. So how does the fundraising part of all of this work? Can you walk us through the process?
Yeah. Yeah. So we have different sponsors, so different groups that help fundraise for this event, spread the word. And then we have every biker. So the 5 mile is free, but then the 23 mile is $25 and the 48 is $45. So every rider is doing their part in fundraising for life.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait, somebody's going to ride 48 miles?
Yeah, that's the most people we have so far.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, no, that's good. Yeah. That's good. It's all for a good cause.
Yeah, it is.
I couldn't do it, but that's just me.
My RAGBRAI experience from a few years ago was driving the camper for my uncle and his friends.
The support van.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
After 48 miles, you need a support van.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Definitely. There will be food after, which will get them to come back.
Nice. So is that how that works? If you're on one of these longer rides, you go about halfway and then turn around and come back?
Yep. So like our 48-mile ride is going to Woodward, which is where the High Trestle Trailhead starts. Mm-hmm. And they'll come circle back and hang out for food and talk about life.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's where Pickett's Farm is. That's where you can go get like really good local cream.
I've heard of them.
It's awesome. Cheese. You should have them as a sponsor.
I should. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. That's a good idea. So I don't know a segue out of that.
They have baby cows there.
Delicious. They have baby cows. We love baby cows. So yeah. Cute. So cute. So what has motivated you to get involved, Peyton? Why are you passionate about this?
Yeah. So I got passionate for life in May. I actually saw the movie Unplanned, and it completely moved me. I'd always been pro-life, but I never got super involved, and then I saw that movie, and something just went off in me that said, you need to go now.
Wow.
And I prayed about it a ton, and then a mentor of mine, Jimmy Becker, who's actually the co-founder of Biking for Babies, was like, what if we gave you a position at Biking for Babies, and you helped bring it everywhere you could? So it's been a long journey of a few months, but it feels like it's been a lot longer just seeing how moved people can be, and seeing the support even for this ride in a few short weeks has been insane. So it's really pushed me to do my part, seeing other people participate.
Now, so I just mentioned RAGBRAI, and you know, for people that are here in Iowa, there's, I think maybe now there's two big rides, but I don't know how that all shook loose with COVID. But did you guys tie into that? I don't even know when it ended. Did it end this last weekend?
Yeah, so we didn't actually think about that. It ended 2-3 days ago, I think.
Okay. So like Sunday,
something like
something.
That. Yeah. But yeah, we actually had like 7 riders sign up yesterday. So I think the RAGBRAI people are like, ooh, I got another ride next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
know?
You
go. Yeah, that would be, you know, to, you
perfect.
Know, so those folks, they're all loosened up. 48,
yeah.
They'll be able to
exactly.
do 48 miles backwards.
Yeah.
So I think there is just a willingness on the part of many people who are pro-life. They want to do something. But like we were talking about in the last segment, you know, that's not activism for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, maybe it looks different for each person. Mm-hmm. I think everybody can do something,
yep.
but it does look different for every person. So when they might show up to an event like this, can you give us a picture of what it might look like to get people excited about it?
Yeah, so the event itself, before the ride actually goes, we'll have all 3 resource centers that I mentioned earlier will talk about their story, maybe certain people they've impacted, what their mission is, and where they plan to go in the future kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be great to hear from those 3 executive directors. And then when the riders come back, even if you couldn't come until later in the day, it'd be great to see just their testimonies and how the ride impacted them, because you don't realize how much biking for a cause like this impacts people.
What, so where does it start?
It starts at First Church of Christ in Ankeny.
Okay.
Yep. And then the trails connect right behind it, technically.
But oh, we do have those trails all over the place now, I think.
Yeah.
So as long as you make sure you're like on the right trail, right, and you're not biking off somewhere by yourself. Where is everybody?
Yeah.
So are they going to get a t-shirt? Or are they, I don't know what those bike things are called.
Yep. So once you register as a rider, the 23 mile and the 48 mile, that just comes with the price of registering. But if you're also, if you volunteer, you can get a t-shirt. But then any other people, it's $25 for a t-shirt.
Okay.
So
I'm just thinking of ways to get, you know, when you see this group of 30 some people come,
right,
you know, rolling through, hey, what are these guys doing? Are they lost from Ragbri? They're going to have something on that lets people know.
So a lot of people that have already been involved will have one on, and then they'll get their t-shirt when they get there. So it'll be up to them if they want to wear them. But
yeah, we want people to talk about it, obviously.
Right.
You know, whether you've seen the little baby feet or those kind of things, you know, t-shirts. I didn't really wear my best pro-life t-shirt today, but so we try to do that. You know, let's get people talking about it and get people asking questions. So I love it.
Definitely. Well, I just posted the link because there's a special link for this event. You can find out more about the overall mission and goal at bikingforbabies.com, bikingforbabies.com. But if you want to sign up, I've just posted the link in our live stream on FaithWorks, our FaithWorks Live page. And it's a just kind of a mouthful of letters to say, so I figured it'd be easier to just post it. So you can sign up there at the special link for the Ankeny event. And when do they need to sign up by in order to participate?
The
on
ride
Saturday?
Is this Saturday, so as soon as possible. But you can also sign up to donate and volunteer through that link as well.
Perfect. So check out the link in our live stream for the Ankeny event. Biking for Babies is what we're talking about. Peyton Dooling is our guest. And if this is something that's just calling to you, like, yeah, I love riding a bike. I love helping out. I love feeling like, hey, I'm making a difference in connection with local ministries that are saving lives every single day. This is the perfect place for you. It is this Saturday in Ankeny. And starts at the First Church of Christ in Ankeny. So you're kind of meeting there and you'll get the details if you sign up, obviously. But something that I've been thinking about, Peyton, and I know we've got to take a quick break here, but I wonder if we can get into when we come back. Was actually yesterday we were talking about the next generation, right? And there's a lot of unique challenges and a lot of unique strengths and different, you know, human beings are basically the same since the dawn of time, but it just looks a little different, you know, from in time and space. But I wonder if we could talk a little bit about things from your perspective and what you're seeing, what you're hearing from other people in your generation about life, about faith, about things like that. And some ways that we can launch into discussions, conversations with everyday people. I would say that this is an area that I think we should be able to talk more about in a way that is freeing, not a way that is, you know, shameful or just angry or, you know, we're set on either side. Because that's what I hear a lot is that people say, well, nobody ever changes their mind over this. It's just going to cause a fight. And so we need to avoid the topic altogether. And I don't think that that's true.
Nope.
I actually do think there are ways that we can be winsome and loving and at the same time tell the truth about wickedness that's going on, about the harmful things that we're doing to ourselves to find better, to find a way to come together for better. So I'd love to get your take on all of that when we come back. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Teaser. You'll hear more of that. Stay tuned. You're listening to FaithWorks Live. Peyton Dooling is our guest. Check out bikingforbabies.com. And if you want to bike this weekend in Ankeny, sign up at the link on our FaithWorks Live stream page. If you have any questions, feel free to drop it in the live chat or call 515-727-5842. We'll be right back.
Welcome to FaithWorks Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
We were talking about baby photos that end up as blackmail on graduation day. I don't know what the deal was with like the naked baby picture. And if you've done that, you know, I'm sure it's darling and everything, but all I can think of is what happens when they're like 18 years old. You pull them out at graduation, wedding day, you know, and then they blush about it.
There's enough pictures out there to embarrass myself. You do not need to put out pictures of naked baby pictures.
My own choices embarrass me enough. Thanks, Mom and
High
Dad.
High school is tragic.
Oh, well, you know, talking about my generation, right? Well, we are wonderfully and well supported by our friends at Inner Visions Pregnancy Resource Center. Their clinics, they have two clinics, one on the west side, newly expanded on the west side, which is very exciting, and also the south side, which is my neck of the woods. And at either place, women find real hope and help. Pregnancy testing, STD testing, ultrasounds. If you need help, if you're in that crisis situation, you want to go to a place where they'll give you real hope, real help. They're not going to pressure you. They care about you and they care about your child. They care about your future. And they believe that you deserve real information and real equipping for your pregnancy, the truth about your body and the truth about your baby. You'll find that at Inner Visions, and you can call them 24 hours a day at 515-440-2273. That's 515-440-2273. And before I forget, if you love a guy in your life and you want him to have some good fodder for the grill, look no further than Onimus Beef. They've got some new delicious offerings over at Onimus. You know, whether it's burgers and steaks, you need that. You need some good sirloin. They also have now snack sticks that they have on offer. So if you like beef jerky, if you like, you know, good quality protein boosts, I mean, that's a perfect snack.
So you just snap into a slim Onimus?
I could ask. That's a good, we'll have to sign you up for marketing, man.
Yeah, I think that's already been used.
Might be. I don't know. I'm not up on my beef jerky slogans. I will say that. So, but I do know that they have a great product, great nutrition, great value. You're buying directly from the farm. They're out at the Indianola Farmers Market every Wednesday and Saturday during the summer, so you can meet them, talk with them, and get all of your questions answered. Place your orders right there. Or you can start online at onimusbeef.com. Onimus, that's onimusbeef.com. You heard it here first. You're listening to Life Tuesday on FaithWorks Live. And we've had an action-packed show, I say, so far.
So, you were reading the spot for, actually, you weren't reading it. That's all off the top of her head, by the way. There's no way I can do that.
It's all up here, folks.
Yeah. So,
this is good when it works.
You're doing the Inner Visions. We did Agape earlier and all that. And, you know, the Biking for Babies is supporting those groups. So there's an interesting meme that's been kind of floating around, and I don't know if it's new. It just kind of hit me as interesting as you were reading through that. You know, Planned Parenthood's all about helping people.
That's what they say.
Yeah, show up there and ask for a car seat or diapers or food or, you know, all the things that these great places that you know, we talk about on here all the time and that you guys are supporting. Go ask them for some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See how far that gets you.
Probably as far as the parking lot.
Right.
Yeah, you know, about it.
That's not
what
we're here
they
for.
They offer one quote unquote solution, right? There's a one size fits all. We're trying to.
Is that a final solution?
Unfortunately, for many. But that's the struggle that we have, I think, is that there's so much marketing that's going on. We've been sold a lie. And I say we specifically as a youngish woman, younger, but we, for my entire lifetime, there's been Planned Parenthood pushing in schools, in, you know, middle schools even. They've had access to women. They've had access to millions and millions of dollars in marketing. They've had access to our tax dollars to say, this is who we are. And then they sell us a lie. And this is who you are. And the baby is the problem. And so all we have to do is, you know, come up with this solution, quote unquote, that does not solve anything. It just creates further problems, further pain. It takes the life of your child. And it doesn't do anything good for your life either. But there are real answers, real hope. There's real support. And that's why we're proud to highlight the Biking for Babies event to raise funds and awareness for local pregnancy resource centers like our friends at Agape, like our friends at Inner Visions, and remind me of the third one.
Martha's House of Hope.
Martha's House of Hope, a maternity center. Yep. Mm-hmm. So providing housing and support for women in right in the middle of their pregnancy if they need that safe place. That is a wonderful resource to have in our community. And Peyton Dooling is our guest, and she's the organizer of this event. Again, it's bikingforbabies.com is the national website. And then on our live stream, there's a specific link for the event that's in Ankeny on Saturday. So if you love bikes and you love babies, and why wouldn't you, right? You can help and sign up with this event. You can, you know, maybe volunteer if that's on your heart as well. There might be space for that. Yep. And you can click on the link in our live stream in order order to do that's probably the easiest way. But sign up probably sooner rather than later because it's coming up. Mm-hmm. Clock is ticking on yep. that one. Now, Peyton, you mentioned that you're 18, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if you could just share a little bit about what you're seeing in your peer group about this issue, but also just in general. We've been kind of joking, kind of not, mm-hmm. About, you know, truth claims. It can be hard to make that claim of truth when it seems like everyone's more interested in their own personal experience mm-hmm. or what they feel to be true. And that can, it's really hard to have a conversation when you've got, you know, an infinite number of truths right, out right. there. So what are you seeing and hearing in the conversations taking place among you, your friends, mm-hmm. your peers?
I think just with any type of going on mission, anytime you go on mission in your life, and especially with Christ, it's important to start with people that are closest to you. You know, whether that's your parents, whether that's your closest friend that maybe not believe anything that you believe. You start with one person and it'll domino effect. And I think too often, from what I've seen just graduating from high school, it's people think they only have one option. Mm-hmm. People don't know that there's options like Agape and Inner Visions that do have that car seat for them and do want to listen to their stories, not just tell them, okay, here's your choice, do with it what you want, go home and take this pill and we'll maybe call you back next week. There's so many more options that people don't realize. And too often, I say this all the time in my emails, but my goal for the future is not me, but with the connection of Biking for Babies and just pro-life communities all around Des Moines even, is to make abortion a bad word. Make it so the thought of abortion is inconceivable. And that starts with every individual person, whether you bike for Biking for Babies or you go to Iowans for Life dances or you even just pray. Pray for these people. Pray for the mothers and pray for the unborn, because anything we can do that is a small action individually is going to show to everybody else. You know, I always say lead by example. And even just biking, like most people wouldn't think biking raises awareness, but you have no idea how much a pedal stroke or donating to any resource center like this and nonprofit like this can change the world, small steps at a time.
Well, and you're willing, in this instance specifically, you're willing to put yourself mm-hmm. in that position physically.
Right.
And you're willing to say, okay, well, this is worth it to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe a 45 or 48 mile bike ride is no big thing for you. That's a big thing for yeah. a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, a 5 mile bike ride is a big mm-hmm. thing for me, quite frankly. But it does matter. You're putting yourself physically in a place mm-hmm. where there are other people that care about this. And you're enacting that, again, you're kind of going into it by example and saying, I'm going to do more mm-hmm. than just, you know, nothing wrong with posting memes and there's nothing wrong with, you know, you can lead from your couch, I suppose, but you're also getting out there. You're taking mm-hmm. that extra step and yep. saying, I'm going to spend my Saturday because this is something I truly do believe in that is very, very important. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. I'm still getting over the 48 miles.
I can't sign up for that at this point.
But no. Hurt thinking about that.
I will say that our 2-year-old absolutely loves his little bike. He's got training wheels. So we're learning about biking. We're like, okay, maybe this is something yeah. we can do as a family. So he absolutely loves his bike. So I think, you know, this might be something that he'd be up for in a couple of years.
Yeah, I did that once for about 6 months when I lived in Colorado. And then I went back to when I turned 14, as soon as I could get a moped.
That was
I don't need a bike anyway. Give me a motor.
I can bike anywhere if it's downhill.
Right. Problem is if you're going downhill, you got to get back up the hill.
That's not true. The way I drive. No. That's where the support van. Uh-huh. You meet me at the bottom of the hill. Well, Peyton, I appreciate your passion for life. Thank you so much for organizing this event. We've run out of time, but just mm-hmm. one more time. You can find out information at bikingforbabies.com. The local event is this Saturday starting at...
What time?
Check-in is at 7:45.
Okay, so early in the morning. Yeah. Early riser.
Yeah,
so
got to get out before it's hot.
Absolutely. That is very smart, my friend. Thank you for coming in.
Of course.
If you're interested in signing up for this event, do so. You can do so right now. It's in our live stream link in the comments on our Faith Works Live page. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is, I think, a special edition of Life Tuesday again. It might look different for you, but you find what God is laying on your heart to do to stand for life. If that's biking for babies, then see you Saturday. And if it's praying, standing for life, having conversations, that is so important. Let him lead the way. Thanks for listening.